People often think about close encounters and UFO phenomena as if they were something new, as if it were a post-war phenomenon. But that's really not the case. The moment we begin to listen to ancestral memory and read the world's ancient texts, it becomes clear that the interweaving of human history and ET contact is as old as humanity. Accounts of close encounters go back thousands of years. In our historic art, in prehistoric cave paintings, in our ancestral memory and ancient texts, reports of contact with beings from out of this world pepper the pages of human history.
In ancient times, men used to live side by side with the supernatural and gave it a sacred value. Thousands of people throughout the history of mankind have claimed encounters with the supernatural. The UFO phenomenon could be an archetypal modern image of the sacred. We demonize the unknown. We are afraid of it. I must confess that I also fear the unknown, but I want to break that barrier and discover if this is a real phenomenon or just something that has been made up.
In 1978, a young man named Juan Perez had an encounter that would totally change the course of his life.
Mi caso fue un día 6 de septiembre
de 78. A group of people was expecting to hear a fantastic tale, but Juan broke down and couldn't tell his story. What happened? What did he encounter? It's not easy, says Juan, about to cry. More than 30 years have passed, and he still has PTSD from that childhood event. What does psychology tell us about trauma, which is tinged with supernatural origins? I've read the case reports, but they don't give me the answer I'm looking for. Reading is not enough. I have to meet the person who was face to face with the phenomenon. Juan carries in his left arm the only physical trace left by his encounter with the phenomenon. 30 years ago, Juan participated in a UFO congress giving his testimony. Dr. Nestor Berlanda was there as well. Years later, when he was already a psychiatrist, he periodically visited Juan to check on the evolution of the case and how it had affected his life. Juan trusts him. He's willing to travel and cross the threshold of his own conscious.
Respira profundo. Retené. Mi voz va a ser la que te va a ir llevando. Vos vas a estar tranquilo. Nada puede pasarte. Arrimate, te dice.
Sí.
If we pay attention to the world's ancient narratives, and if we listen to the experience of witnesses today, it becomes clear that there's a mysterious connection between ET phenomena, human consciousness, and ancestral and shamanic knowledge. They're all interconnected, they're all tied together. In the life story of Juan Perez, we get to see how these three strands weave together within the experience of one person. In a world that questions whether close encounters are real, how does a witness tell what they've seen? And what happens if they choose not to tell? And if we listen, how do we discern the difference between something imagined and something real, something experienced, and a true encounter? How do we verify it? If we have the courage to follow the questions, what answers might emerge? With Juan Perez, we go on a journey that takes us to places we may never have expected.
Juan's encounter was on September 6, 1978. That same week, there were two other reports of encounters, like his, within a 2 kilometer radius. The three of them witnessed the same phenomenon, but their outcomes were all different. Juan was the only one of the three who was not afraid and had the courage to discover what existed beyond the fog. The UFO phenomenon exists. It has been with us throughout history. It is physical in nature, and it remains unexplained in terms of contemporary science. It represents a level of consciousness that we have not yet recognized, and which is able to manipulate dimensions beyond time and space as we understand them. It affects our own consciousness in ways that we cannot fully grasp. These words belong to Dr. Vallée, a French astrophysicist who was dedicated his whole life to studying the UFO phenomenon. He used to work for NASA, helping to create the first computerized map of Mars. He also collaborated on the Blue Book project. It was more than 30 years ago that he had traveled to Argentina with his wife to meet young Juan. Today, so many years after that first meeting, I've decided to send him a letter and tell him about what we were doing, without ever expecting that he would even reply. And now I'm waiting to see him. Today, I feel that he's the one who can answer my questions about the phenomenon and help Juan and I both understand how his story fits into other stories around the world. And what is it that motivated Dr. Vallée to visit us, considering that this is just one of the thousands of cases that he studied?
Do you think this was a special case for you?
Yes, it's always been a special case. It's very rich in terms of testimony. He was the only witness in this particular case. But remember, we found three other cases at the same period in the same area that reinforce each other. So we know the phenomenon was active. The phenomenon was there. My own interest is more, what is it that happens to the witnesses? How can we help them? The witnesses, when they grow up, will integrate that experience within their life, as Juan has done. And that process is very interesting, and these people have something to teach us. Muchos ranchos.
Jacques Vallée is a world-renowned astronomer and computer scientist. His work has included significant projects for NASA and a number of books on UFO phenomena.
When I started this research, the important question for me was, is it real? And then what is it that these people are seeing? What is it teaching us in terms of science that can be useful? And for example, These objects seem to be able to move at very high speed, and they have they seem to have a propulsion system that uses gravity in ways that we don't know how to use gravity. If we could understand that process, this would have major applications to industry, not simply to fundamental science, but if we could, I mean, obviously we're trying to go into the cosmos, we're trying to go to the moon and Mars now with rockets. Well, rockets is a 5,000-year-old technology. This is not high tech. I mean, this is a very primitive way of moving in space. The UFOs don't use rockets. They use anti-gravity. And if we're going to be serious about going into space, we have to develop an understanding of microgravity. So my big question for part of my research was, how can we measure as many parameters about the trajectory of UFOs in order to improve the way we are going to go into the sky someday? Now, many people are doing that. Contrary to what people think, the subject is very active, very much alive in many aerospace companies, including in the United States, and many people are interested in the same question. But my own interest is more now, what is it that happens to the witnesses? How can we help them? Many witnesses in close encounter cases encounter trauma, certainly psychological impact on their life. Sometimes that impact is positive, but in many cases it is negative. There is a rejection from society. Sometimes they feel that they are going crazy, but we know they are not going crazy. We know they saw something because we can research other cases in the same area, and we can form a global model of what they saw. And I want to try to help these people, and then they help me when they tell me the details of what they've seen. In the United States, a friend of mine, Professor Salisbury, Frank Salisbury, is a professor of biology in the state of Utah, and he has studied UFOs extensively, and we have taken several trips together to speak to witnesses. His approach is to think of the UFO phenomenon as a display, as if the phenomenon was displaying itself, was exhibiting images that in part come from the background or from the consciousness of the observer, of the witness. So in a way, it's always the same phenomenon, but it appears as a slightly different, in a slightly different form for different witnesses.
You and I might hear of a UFO sighting one day and forget about it the next. But what has happened for the witness? How has their life changed? Juan Perez invites us on a 40-year period in his life. And what he shares with us on this journey potentially changes how we think and feel about the whole phenomenon. When people want to be dismissive about UFO phenomena or reports of close encounters, they'll often say, oh, here's someone who wants their face on TV. They just made up a story for 15 minutes of fame. Well, that's something you cannot say about Juan Perez. Because with amazing courage, he invites us into his own story and shows us from his own life what it means to have such an encounter. Many people experience PTSD as a consequence of these experiences. Many people take years to process what they've seen and experienced. And by sharing his own experience, Juan Perez shows us both the impact of the experience and the meaning behind it. There is an aspect of the phenomenon of close encounters that doesn't often get aired, and it has to do with the impact afterwards on the consciousness of the witness, or an alteration to the person's cognitive ability. I think often people don't share this aspect of the experience because they don't want to be made a joke or a case study, which is such a shame because it is an empirical evidence of what has happened. And I think through mockery or ridicule or shaming, we as a culture really rob ourselves of knowing about these things. So I greatly admire Juan Perez for inviting us into that aspect of the experience. He makes himself vulnerable to us, and he does it with amazing courage. Juan Perez and filmmaker Alan Stiefelman have drawn us into a place of deep feeling. This is not a dry documentary. For me, this is a movie about being human. It's profound, it's moving, it's a beautiful experience. And all the questions that it raises about the credibility, the impact, and the meaning of a close encounter, I believe will stay with you for a long time. Thank you for watching The Fifth Kind TV in collaboration with the Paul Wallace Channel. To see the movie Witness of Another World, go to witnessofanotherworld.com and tune into The Fifth Kind TV and follow the links for an in-depth interview with the filmmaker behind the movie, Alan Stiefelman. If you like our work and you'd like to know whenever we publish our latest videos, it's really important that you click the bell icon and turn on channel notifications just next to the subscribe button. Also, please like and share this video and help make sure this type of content stays around and is available for others who may be seeking it.